Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
What company are you with?
Oh, I'm with a company that answers the phone for very many different companies and provides customer service for very many different products. Can you provide your zip code?
48039.
Thank you.
The reason I
And the
call is
name.
that Gloria Wilmowitz.
Thank you. And can you confirm? Let me see. Can you confirm your address?
6965 River Road, Marine City, Michigan.
And finally, your email address.
It's my first and last name, all lowercase, at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm just waiting on the database.
You shouldn't have anything. My account got hacked.
Well, no. I'll explain to you why you have an account in our database in just a moment once the database loads up your orders.
That's just it. I didn't order anything. I've already called my bank. They're stopping payment on everything.
I'm still waiting on the database. Okay, so I see that this is from where you originally ordered the Lunactive products, and the terms of the offer explain that you must cancel within your 7-day trial period, or you'll be charged for the products and enrolled into the subscription-based service. With the products being mailed out to you once every 30 days until you call to cancel, and you may cancel at any time.
I never ordered this stuff.
These are the Lunactive products. So I'd imagine it's the face cream and anti-aging serum, since all of the products like this are all the same.
I
Here's the
never.
offer right here. It says, let's see what this says. Try Lunactive face cream. Let's see. Lunactive face cream. Yeah, it's Lunactive anti-aging facial moisturizer, anti-aging cream. Comes in a little clear jar with a silver lid that screws on. And it would have been mailed out to your address.
I never received
Let's
it.
see if it was delivered. Let's see what the Postal Service says about the delivery of the product. They say it was delivered on December 28th, per the United States
Yeah.
Postal Service.
I've been here every day since before Christmas. I've never received it, and I never ordered it.
You'd want to check your mail for the product.
I have.
Else, okay. So with this is something that you say, look, Miles, I never ordered this product. I didn't receive it. Okay. So that would, to me, would say, I'm not worried about it. I don't care about it. It doesn't mean anything to me. All I care about is my money. Okay. I
That's
respect
right.
that. I respect that. But hypothetically, this is not something that you want to let go. If the Postal Service says that they delivered the product and you say, well, I never got this product. Well, this product is something you don't, obviously you don't care about. So to you, it's not a big deal. But say, for example, someone in your family wanted you to have a family heirloom. Maybe it was your great, 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 great grandmother's wedding ring and they mailed it to you through the United States Postal Service. And the United States Postal Service said they delivered it. And you say, well, I
They
never
would have
received
insured
that.
it. They
It
would have
doesn't matter.
insured something like
It
that.
doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter if it's insured, because even if your great, 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 great grandmother's wedding ring was insured, if the package It says it was delivered. You never got it. The Postal Service lost the product. Even if the insurance on the product, let's say hypothetically it had $10,000 of insurance. So if you're going to get a $10,000 payout, that doesn't replace the fact that now your great, 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 great grandmother's wedding ring is lost. Well, now it's irreplaceable. So even Elon Musk, who was or is the richest man in the world with some hundred and something billion dollars, he can't, he wouldn't even be able to replace your great, 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 great grandmother's wedding ring because it's irreplaceable. You can't go to the jewelers and have them make another one, because even if they made an exact replica from a picture that you showed them of, you know, grandma's wedding ring, it wouldn't be grandma's wedding ring. And so that's why I can only encourage you, as to whether you follow up with it or not, I can only encourage you to get in touch with the Postal Service and say, hey, what's going on? Why are you saying you delivered a package to my residence that I never got? Because it could have been a more serious scenario with something that's irreplaceable. Because like I mentioned, even the world's richest man can't replace grandma's wedding ring that's been in the family for 250 years. No matter how many billions of dollars you try to put into it, it'll never replace that particular ring. You can't get a copy. You can't get a replica, because that is not grandma's wedding ring. That's a fake. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying.
So therefore, if the United States Postal Service delivered this, say they delivered this product, who's to say, who knows where it went if you didn't get it? But if you're saying all of these charges are fraudulent, oh, you didn't order this, these charges are fraudulent, you don't know anything about this Lunactive anti-aging face cream and the Lunanta anti-aging serum, I'm just going to refund you for the charges and cancel the account and mark this down as fraud.
Good, because that's what the bank
see,
is
there's
doing.
Another, but see, there's another problem that you run into. And that problem is now you have to cancel your debit card or your credit card.
I did. I already did.
Good deal. Yeah, you definitely
I
have to get that.
I already did.
Good deal. I always like to try to inform people of anything that I can to help them out. Because if someone out there has ordered this product fraudulently with your information, who knows what else they'll use your particular card information
to order.
Oh, I've
got another one. I've got another one that is the same thing. I've got another one that I'm expecting a callback. It was for, one was for $108.74, and the other one was for $106.36. I have not spent a dime.
I don't blame you. It's a tough economy out there. Things are tight.
And I just like I said to my husband, I said, I'm so disgusted with this world. I said, I just went up to the bank the other day because I was a little bit low in my account. I put $200 in there. I looked in there today, and there's nothing in there because of these two charges. Never did it.
And let's see here. I'm just waiting on the database.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome, but you're definitely going to want to contact the Postal Service.
Yes. Oh, yes, I will. See, unfortunately, right up the street, no, it said right up the street, I'm going to say maybe 7 miles up the road, there is a 6965 South River Road.
This only indicates 6965 River Road.
Right, exactly.
There's nothing indicating south.
Right.
There shouldn't have been any reason for the mail person to get confused. But anyway, regardless of that, whomever lives at South River Road should have brought you, if they received the package, then they should have brought it to you. Or at
you
least made
so.
An effort, you know.
You would think so.
Say, oh, well, you know, maybe they meant to deliver it to the River Road, not south. Let me go check in with those people at that address and just ask them if that might be, if this might be their package. And if they didn't do that, then, well, I can't say much about their character. Or
yeah,
that says a lot
exactly.
about their character.
Yeah.
I mean, because how hard is it to go 7 miles up the street and knock on somebody's door and just say, hey, is this your package?
You know what? I do it all the time. My husband and I do it all the time because we're always getting somebody else's mail around here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so obviously you do have a problem with your postal service.
Yes.
I'm just waiting on the database.
Matter of fact, I lost my license 6 months ago, and the Secretary of State, I've been trying to get it reinstated. It was because of a medical problem. And I've been trying to get it reinstated since August. And they tried to tell me that they sent me 5 different letters. I never received one of those letters. Not a one.
Oh, my goodness.
But the other day I called them and I was so upset. And she goes, we have the letter coming out to you. I said, if I don't get that letter, I said, I'm going to call you back. Son of a gun, if it didn't come the next day.
Oh, wow.
But I never got any of the other 5 letters telling me that, you know, I had to do this or I was going to get my license suspended. No one.
Well, then they shouldn't suspend your license.
No, they shouldn't have. Matter of fact, I went down and I talked to a gentleman about it. And I said, listen, because they were saying that I needed to turn in these medical forms to him. I said, I'm going to go right up there today. I said, I'm going to have them fax it over to you. I said, I'll get confirmation of it. Okay. I said, you promise you won't suspend my license. He says, nope. Went up, got confirmation. Never heard a word. But I happened to lose my license, and I went in to get a new one. And she goes, oh, your license has been suspended since August. I've been driving around without a license. This is great.
Yeah, that's terrible that they don't do a better job of making sure that they address their, well, then again, maybe it's not their fault. Maybe it's the mail carrier's fault.
Yep.
For being
more than
a
likely.
Dunce.
More than likely.
That just makes it sound like a lot of people in your area probably had a sad holiday because of the mail carrier doesn't know how to deliver packages to the correct address.
Yeah. I'm missing packages that should have been here weeks ago. So, yeah, it was kind of a black Christmas.
Oh, I understand. And I hate to hear about that. Let's see here. Okay, so the account is canceled. I refunded you for all of the charges. That's a refund of $108.74. That's a refund of $106.36.
Okay.
That's a refund of $4.99, a refund of $6.45, and a refund of $5.45. You'll see the
All
refunds
right.
as credits to your account within 3 to 5 business days. The account is
All
canceled.
Right.
There will not be any future charges. I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
Let me get in and Ken real close. Done. I'm ready.
C like Charlie.
Okay.
2-6-3-6-1-1-9-0-3.
Let me read that back to you and make sure I got it right. C as in cat. 2-6-3-6-1-1-9-0-3.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. And I did send you an email with the tracking for the Lunactive product, so you can have the tracking that you can provide to the Postal Service.
Okay.
You know, you'll need that, you know, in regards to inquiring about what they did with your package, what happened, or not necessarily your package, but the package. And also you can, you know, let them know about the issues with, you can let them know about the delivery issues with, you know, that's going on
yes.
in your area.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, well, you did a great job. I appreciate everything you did, and you have a very happy new year.
Well, thank you, and you're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to customer service. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a wonderful day and a very happy new year.
Thank you, dear.
You're
Bye-bye.
welcome. Bye-bye.